96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The next time you go to a restaurant, look around. Not every person you see looking at the menu is actually reading it. And we're not talking about children. We're talking about adults. Across the nation, there are millions of adults who cannot read. Well, tonight we're talking about adult literacy during National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week. My guest is Leicester Johnson. She is CEO of the Academy of Hope Adult Public Charter School here in Washington, D.C. We want to talk about why so many adults still cannot read and what is happening here in D.C. to help stem the tide of adult illiteracy. If you have any questions, comments, or experiences surrounding adult literacy, we'd like to hear from you. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or certainly follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Ms. Johnson, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Harold, thank you for having me and for bringing this issue to your audience.
It's important to me personally. Certainly, it is important here at, you know, Howard University Radio because this is, you know, a place for education and learning. But more to the point, everyone should be able to read. So why in 2016 here in America are there so many adults who cannot?
There are a number of reasons that adults are struggling with low literacy. And when we talk about low literacy, there are people who can read, but they're not reading at a level enough that they can comprehend material or take full benefit of some of the things that are available to them. But we also have folks who cannot read at all. And part of that has a lot to do with when they were children and in school. Many of the adults that we were serving now were experiencing a lot of issues in the home. For example, if you spent a lot of time out of school because you were homeless and you were trying to find housing, that's one reason that you may have missed a lot of school and you didn't get all of the skills that you needed. We have adults who had parents who were struggling with substance abuse or incarcerated. So there are a number of social issues that impacted that then child's experience in getting an education. And, you know, of course, not pointing fingers at schools. There are some students that were serving who had special needs, but they were never identified when they were in school and their needs didn't get met at that time. So there are a number of reasons, without necessarily saying that the schools have failed, social issues all coming together at one time.
But there certainly are, and again, not necessarily pointing fingers, but yes, all across the country, not every school system is perfect. Not every classroom is perfect. Mm-hmm. And as you said, some young people fall through the cracks and eventually those young people become adults.
Yes, absolutely. And these are the adults who were absent a lot. These were the adults that who weren't doing very well when they were in school and they got really far behind. Most have dropped out of school right around the ninth grade because they didn't get all of the credits they needed as a freshman and became hopeless because they weren't going to be able to make up those credits. There are a number of reasons that people aren't.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about adult literacy and a school here in the District of Columbia that is helping adults that are having difficulty reading pick up that skill. I want to go to the phone lines. We've got phone calls coming in already. Annette calling from Fort Washington. Annette, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I was a literacy volunteer, and I worked with an adult male. He said he wanted to know how to read so he could read the scripture in church. He had never been able to do that, and he also said at lunchtime, the guys would be reading the sports section of the newspaper, but he could not do that and participate in the conversation. Mm-hmm. And he learned how to read, and I had never seen anyone that proud of themselves. And it just made me feel good to know that I played a part in helping him learn how to read.
Annette, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Yeah, very critical, very important, just for being able to socialize and to consume even, you know, some basic knowledge. But there are some other more serious consequences for not being able to read. There are financial consequences. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Sure. And low literacy intersects with most of the social issues that we deal with. It's homelessness. If you've got low literacy, you're more likely to be homeless. If you have low literacy, some of the adults that we're working with tell us that they've been taken advantage of by friends and family members because they didn't know how to balance their checkbook, or they didn't know how much money they were giving to someone to go and do something for them, and they didn't get the right change, or they're cheated by folks who are doing work for them. We also know that there are health consequences. If you're a parent who struggles with reading and you need to do some post-op sort of care for your child, the likelihood of your understanding that and doing the appropriate care for that child is very low if you can't understand what you're reading. So there are a lot of consequences for low literacy. There are justice issues. The number of people who are in prisons are struggling with basic literacy. We've not done a good job with keeping some of the prison education programs going as we should. Low literacy intersects with so many issues that we're dealing with, so many of the social issues.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about adult literacy this week. Omar, calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling, Omar. What's on your mind?
Hello, thank you so much. I always thought that not able to read, that's the closest thing for being a blind, really. Because you can't do anything. I can tell you a story. I know an NFL player who played 10 years in the NFL, and now he's broke because he couldn't read. Mm-hmm. And then just go back to what you said earlier. He went through college, NFL, and he can't read, but he had $1 million contract, and now he's broke. That's how bad it is. But I just wanted to, in terms of the program, was the program that Bush brought in called No Child Left Behind, Did that help at all in terms of kind of eliminating literacy?
Well, it's a very controversial
answer. How you can, because Omar took us back.
One of the things that some people have said is that it pushed a lot of struggling young people out. There were some incentives for schools to around testing to keep folks who would do well in their schools or not test those kids who were struggling with disabilities. We saw an uptick in the number of young people accessing adult literacy programs during the time that No Child Left Behind was implemented. And I just remember back in 2005, 2006, many of the adult ed providers were saying, we're seeing a lot more young people entering our adult ed programs, 16, 17-year-olds, and we had to really rethink how we provided programming and work with young people.
Well, Omar, thank you so much. Tell me about the school.
Academy of Hope is an adult school. It's an adult public charter school in the District of Columbia. We were founded in 1985. So we started as a community-based organization by two women who wanted to help adults. They were working with some workforce programs, and they found that a number of adults didn't have their high school diploma, or if they did, they were struggling with the basic skills and they couldn't take advantage of at some of the workforce programs. So Academy of Hope starts from very beginning literacy, so people who aren't able to read, and we go all the way up to college prep, and we do workforce development. What we know for this area is that a high school diploma is not enough. If you're really trying to change your life, change your economic situation, getting the kinds of jobs that you need a high school diploma plus in this area. So we provide all of that, and also help adults go on to post-secondary education.
And now the program is just for D.C. residents. Is that correct?
Yes, it's just for D.C. residents.
So for those who are interested in perhaps participating, if you're listening and you are interested in increasing your reading skills, or perhaps you know someone who could benefit here in the D.C. area, how can they find you? Because the program is free.
The program is free, yes. So they can find us. They can go to our website at aohdc.org. If you don't have a computer or access to the Internet, give us a call, 202-269-6623, and we'll get you connected to someone immediately.
That's aohdc.org. And what's that phone number?
202-269-6623.
Back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Johnson, calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling, Johnson. What's on your mind?
Hello. How are you doing?
Doing just fine.
I like to say when I was in school, some of the, like, teachers would laugh at me and the, like, kids, too, because I would stutter. And I would try to ask them for some more help, and they would just breeze right on past me. And I agree with your guess. I can read and write and spell, but I cannot do it on a level where that I could get a good paying job. I did graduate, but you know, it is said that some teachers, they just browse right past some of those students that have a speech problem and a learning problem, and they want, you know, they just do what they do. Mm-hmm. So,
Johnson, hold on, because I wanted to ask Ms. Johnson, even though this program is specifically for the District of Columbia, where might someone go elsewhere if they're looking for resources, you know, outside of the D.C. area?
I would say go to look up your local literacy council. Most local communities will have a literacy council. I will say it is tough to find us. That's one of the reasons that we have this week, and one of the reasons that we're trying to really raise awareness. There aren't a lot of adult ed providers. There's a huge gap in services, and literacy councils and the volunteer literacy groups are sort of disappearing because they don't have the resources to continue them. But that's a good place to start. Just look for your local literacy council and start there. Hopefully you can get some information. If you aren't able to find a local literacy council, you can always go to the National Coalition for Literacy. They have a website.
There's the name.
Right,
you can
the
Google
National Coalition
for Literacy. That's not hard to remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And Johnson, good luck to you. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, we're talking about adult literacy tonight. We are going to be taking your phone calls even after 7:30, as we always do. So if you can't get through, please keep trying. I promise I will be taking all of your phone calls. Let's talk to Maurice. Maurice, calling from Charles County. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
This is a problem that I see, and it's kind of a two-parter. People like, we'll take our politicians and the states. They shut down schools, which is a tragedy, and then, you know, education, then they wonder why we're so behind. The other thing I have is, to your guest, is this. I love my Redskins, and I hate to put him out there, but I love him. It's Dexter Manley. How in the world, the gift that he had, couldn't read. You have to read a professional football book. Now, from that point, from the time that he was a toddler till he played football to professionalism, till he found out that he couldn't read, could you explain to me, and I'll get off the phone so you have so many callers, how he got through that?
Are you familiar with Dexter Manley?
I am.
Well, hold that point, because you have to be, including myself, of a certain age or at least a Washingtonian to remember that Dexter Manley did play for Washington. I believe it was back in the 90s. Very, very popular football player. But as Maurice was saying, he could not read. And certainly he did go public with his inability to read. And it was really a very brave thing for him to do. So I want to talk a little bit more about that. So Maurice, I want you to hang on the line. Also, Cheryl calling from Upper Marlboro. Stay with us. Tricia from D.C., Rick as well, stay with us. If you want more information about the program, it's aohdc.org. That's aohdc.org. And the phone number, 202-269-6623. Of course, we'll be posting that information on whur.com this evening, as always. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your questions and comments about adult literacy in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio.